My guest is Noni Darwish, founder of Arabs for Israel. She was born in Egypt, raised as a Muslim, came to the United States, and converted to Christianity. And for the next few minutes, we want to get her thoughts on some of the biggest headlines facing the region in the Middle East, as well as the American role in all of this. And Noni, of course, it's been weeks now since the 9/11 attacks against the embassy in Cairo and the deadly attacks against our consulate in Benghazi. The Obama administration took a little while to admit the truth, and in some cases, they're still pointing the finger of blame at the video. What do you make of how they've handled the reaction to all this?
I think it's a disgrace what's happening. America, first of all, this video appeared 2 or 3 months earlier. Why did they only get angry on 9/11? That proves that the video was not the reason. These attacks on the embassy in Benghazi, why was the American ambassador in Benghazi and not where he should be in the embassy in Tripoli? He was in Benghazi because he knew that there were trouble in Benghazi, and he wanted to go and support the staff there. And what happened is America did not provide him with a proper security, and they left the American people in the Benghazi consulate. This is a consulate. This is not the embassy. And the ambassador was there on 9/11 because he wanted to show support to the people who were working there. And America, this administration is the reason this ambassador and his staff were killed, the four people. Mr. Obama, President Obama, says this is a bump on the road. A bump on the road to what? The road to what? The road in the Middle East is turning into hell. What road is he talking about? The Muslim Brotherhood already took over. The radical Islam and the Sharia is being entrenched in the whole Middle East. The radical Islamist groups are ruling the countries there now. They are all ganging up to destroy Israel. They're about to have nuclear weapons. We are in grave danger, and Mr. Obama, President Obama, is talking about what? He's talking about the road to destruction. This is what we're having. We're having a road to disaster, to World War III. And he thinks there is a road that's going to bring peace. Or what is he talking about? America is in such turmoil, and nobody knows about it. The media in the Arab world is cheering for Obama because he is giving them the America. He's apologizing for America constantly to them. He's showing weakness. And I watch Arabic news. I watch the Arab world. And they are saying constantly on their broadcast and on TV that Obama came to us to apologize for Americans, on behalf of Americans. I hear these things and I'm embarrassed. The way we are giving them the impression is that we are very weak, we want to appease them, and we're acting out of guilt for what? We lost 3,000 fellow citizens on 9/11, and we're apologizing for what? Before 9/11, we were not in Afghanistan, we were not in Iraq. What did America do to them other than give them a lot of money so they can behave themselves and act civilized? But we're feeding the beast. And I am very scared for this country. I ran away from the Middle East to live here in dignity and peace. But the radical Muslims are following us here. And I'm not saying all Muslims are like that. There is a lot of good and peace-loving Muslims. But unfortunately, the bad guys are here, and our government is giving in. And not only giving in, they're empowering them.
Noni, let's talk about the president's UN speech. We mentioned that he once again spoke a lot about the video. He followed that up by talking at length about how the freedom of speech, freedom of expression, is greatly valued in this country. Later on in the speech, though, in talking about who he thought should not win the future, so to speak, he said, "The future does not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam. Some say he was just trying to improve the discourse between adherents to different faiths. Others say that just rolled out the red carpet for radical Islam, because any criticism or any belief in any other religion is considered slander. So how did you read that comment?
I am scared, because the way he is speaking like a sheikh who is threatening people to slander Islam. I have never been scared for America like the day I heard his UN speech. You know, I moved to this country to be free, have true religious freedom, to criticize religion. No religion on earth, whether it's Islam, Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, whatever, is immune from criticism and should be immune from criticism. When the President of the United States makes it, he condemns those whom he says they will have no future. People who slander Islam should not belong to the future. He's telling us we should be dead. I criticize Islam. And if he considers that slander is not based on the truth. But even the video that was very offensive, and I don't like that video, but the stories in the video were all, they all came from Islamic scriptures. It's Muslims who said these stories about their prophet. This video was tasteless, but all the stories in it were factual according to Islamic scriptures. So now, are we going to be put in jail in the Obama administration, by the Obama administration, for saying simple facts that Muslims consider to be slanderous? It is very dangerous. President Obama is dangerous for this country. He is not representing the values of America. He does not represent the Constitution. He's challenging the Constitution of America. He's challenging. He is holding a stick to the American people and speaking softly to the world. It's not supposed to be like that. He is speaking softly to the world and holding a stick on our heads. This is not supposed to be a president who does that to his own people. He's the enemy of his own people.
Noni, let me get your response on our final question here to another series of events at the United Nations this week. And that, of course, was Mahmoud Ahmadinejad of Iran saying that Zionist bullies were forcing the United States to try and pressure them over their nuclear program. Benjamin Netanyahu saying now is the time to draw the red line when it comes to the Iranian nuclear program. And President Obama this past Sunday on 60 Minutes saying that he was going to make any decision on interfering or intervening in the Iranian situation based on what he believes is best for this country, not what he considers quote-unquote noise from Israel. How concerned are you about the progress of the bomb, and do you think it's going to be stopped?
I'm not sure if Obama is going to be erected, it's going to be stopped. I think Obama's the first term, the 4 years, has really empowered the whole Muslim world. It has empowered Iran. It could be already too late. I'm not sure if Israel by itself can do anything. Europe is capitulating. America is capitulating. I don't know if Israel can help us all. Is Israel gonna save the world by itself? This is putting too much on a tiny little state that's in the front. It's in the bull's eye. Israel is the bull's eye, and we are all around it. We are standing behind a brave little country and waiting for them to save us. Shame on us. Shame on the West to wait for Israel to save us. Netanyahu is a brave man. He can't do it alone. America, Obama is intentionally leaking the plans of Netanyahu in order to stop him from doing anything. He doesn't want him to do anything because of his election. Obama cares about his re-election more than the safety security of America. And this is becoming pathological. Our mainstream media, unfortunately, is closing their eyes. This reminds me so much of where I came from. I don't know what to say more than I am scared, because I am seeing a lot of similarities between Arab propaganda that I grew up with for 30 years of my life and the American media propaganda now. we are acting like the Arab media.
Noni, we'll have to stop there. Thank you so much for being so generous with your time today. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Noni Darwish is the founder of Arabs for Israel. She was born in Egypt, raised a Muslim, came to the United States, converted to Christianity, and now, of course, is head of an organization with the goal of providing peace, real peace in the Middle East, by greater understanding of the truth between Arabs and Israelis. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.